the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive them, neither your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Many times when we pray, we ask many favors from the Lord. But the Lord's Prayer teaching us, seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given to you. And in the first reading from Isaiah, it's beautiful. It's like poetry. Just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there till they water the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to be to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void. Expectation of the Lord is that whatever He gave us, His words, should be fruitful in our soul, not just coming and going. That the water is watering the land, giving all the strength for the earth. The same as the Word of God. When it comes to us, is of course we can meditate, but not only for meditation, but something that we live with the Spirit. We're human beings, many things we think in our own way, selfish way, our own way. Does not spare. Seek first the kingdom of God. Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. If we do everything for the glory of God, or we are taught by the Jesuits for the greater glory of God, then the word of God becomes fruitful. Let the rain come down on earth, barefoot, we too. By hearing the word of God, by keeping it inside, when time comes, you barefoot, because it's not that relief, that what St. Paul says, that Christ lives in us.